And now it's time to talk insurance.
Insurance Matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group. Keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
Now, welcome Paul Kavanagh. How are you today?
Very good, Deirdre. Thank you very much.
Lovely to talk to you again. I missed you last month because, of course, I was on holidays. So you had David looking after you, whom I'm sure did a great job, Paul.
Well, he put me through the grinder.
No better man than David Nelligan.
No better man.
Well, listen, I know that your theme for this month, Paul, is Are You Being Served? And by that, I presume you're not going to talk about the very popular 1970s British sitcom, which I'm old enough to remember, by the way.
And me too, by the way. Mrs. Slocum.
Yeah, absolutely. And we won't go into her catchphrase.
We won't go into the details.
If you know, you know, as they say. Right. But what do you actually mean by are you being served, on a serious note?
It has come to my attention in recent weeks and months, really, where we're getting a lot of, especially in Kerry and in Cork, we're getting a lot of inquiries back from people who are saying, we would like to deal with you again. We were with you and we went for a cheaper product online that we saw on the television or whatever, and you know what, no one will talk to us, no one will answer us, whereas with McCarthy's we could deal with you all the time and we could call into the girls in Tralee or whatever, and you know what I mean, that there is no personality with a lot of these things, and I suppose it brings out the line that there's nothing more expensive than cheap insurance, and you can get a cheap price anywhere, and best of luck to you, fine, but when you're dealing with a claim afterwards or you're dealing with certain covers, you need to know what you're doing. And we have 17 motor insurers, 25 household insurers and 100 commercial insurers and another dozen life insurers. So we have all the experience. We've got the people trained up as we have to. And the new Consumer Protection Code just demands that people know what they're buying, that they're not just buying car insurance or business insurance or house insurance. They need to know and they need to be told. And the central bank have strengthened up the laws in relation to this. And we're delighted because we're doing it already. So we're getting lots of people coming back to us with lots of compliments saying, it's great to be able to talk to you. We heard Paul on the radio and you know what? He's a breath of fresh air and we want to deal with you.
And exactly, yeah. And you know great. What, Paul? There's so much to be said for dealing with a human. I mean, I think we all get so frustrated, no matter what public body you're dealing with or private company, when you've pressed one for this and pressed two for that, and then you're waiting for another 10 minutes listening to background music, and then you're talking to a robot or whatever. It's just like you can't beat the one-to-one personal touch. We all want to deal with another person that we can actually chat to.
Absolutely. It can be more expensive. Remember, we must have premises in all the major towns. We have 15 offices between in Dare and Munster at the moment. We've 180, nearly 200 staff. I mean, we have to pay for all that. That's fine. But we're not that much more expensive. And in a lot of cases, what we've found, especially in the last number of months, is that we're actually cheaper than some of these guys online that are rabbiting on the television, telling us how cheap they are and how much money you're getting back, etc. The fact of the matter is, you know, deal with the people you know, find out what it is. And most importantly, when something goes wrong, we're there for you. We're there to hold your hand and put the professionalism through and drive through, because we're fighting claims every single day. That's what I do in here with my colleagues. We're fighting claims and we will pick it out and go, no, that has to be paid. The insurer said it won't be paid. Well, it has to be paid. We'll go to the ombudsman if we have to, but we'll get legals involved and we will fight it. And nine times out of 100, we will win that case.
Yeah, and people have to ask questions and they have to sort of feel that they're being listened to as well. I presume that you put a lot of work into training your employees in that regard, Paul.
We have. We've a special course even now on the new Consumer Protection Code. I did it myself, would you believe, 2 weeks ago. And I was delighted doing it because I was going, yeah, if that was an insurance company, the answer is no. Whereas I have to answer, the answer is yes. Yes, explain the policy document. Yes, explain the covers. Yes, explain the consequences of what will happen. And explain to them, yeah, we're available, we'll talk to you. And if you don't understand it, ask us again. That's what we're here for. You know, that's the service we provide. And it's vital that people understand that, that they're... And I heard that just before you came on there, Deirdre, I was listening to the Ed from Kerry County Council about bringing vacant property back to life. That's fine. We'll do it. But you need proper insurance when you're doing it, and the contractor needs to be covered and make sure everything is covered. And another one that we'll probably touch on in the coming months is modular cabins being put into your garden or onto your house or whatever. If you don't tell your insurer what you're doing, you're not covered, and you could invalidate the whole policy. So we will advise you, and without any obligation and without any kickback or comeback, we will tell you exactly what we're thinking and the way that we think you should approach it. And if you want to do business with us, we'll do business with you.
Did you say there, Paul, at the start that a lot of people who were with you went elsewhere for cheaper insurance, and then you found that after a certain period of time they came back and said,
absolutely,
you know what, we'll stick with you after all?
Can I come back? I remember one gentleman at the counter actually asked for me specifically to come down and talk to him to assure him that we wouldn't cut the service, because he was used to great service. He was used to calling into us and we telling him everything. And he said when he went to the new crowd online, they were 50, 60 euros cheaper, that he got nothing. He couldn't even get him on the phone. He couldn't get to talk to another person. He couldn't even get a name out of him. And he said, I don't want that.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, Paul, are you ready to answer some questions, or is there anything else you'd like to mention before we go any further?
No. Well, there isn't really, but I think it's the most important thing. When people pay their premium, we can all pay our premium. That's not a problem. And we all pay different premiums as well. But I'm always saying there's all different types of policies. But when there's a claim, we're there to hold your hand. We're there. We have the experts. Whether it's a property claim, whether it's a motor claim, and we have our legal experts, ARAG, who are, I call them the solicitor in the pocket, that you can ask any question of, and we'll get you the answer. Would you know what? You're saving throughout the lifetime of the policy rather than saving when you take the policy out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wanted to really emphasise that for business on business insurance. It's amazing. We're doing huge business on business insurance. We're getting loads and loads of inquiries from people after I'm on this show saying, can someone call down to us and have a chat about our business insurance? We haven't done anything in the last 10 years. Could you save us money? And we're saving businesses thousands of euros. And so give us a call and we'll be down to you.
And what exactly does that term business insurance take in? What does it cover?
That can be anything from a cafe to a pub to a club to a restaurant to a hotel to a manufacturing business. It could be metalworks. It could be farms. Anything. It covers the way anything where there's a business being carried out. We're there and we have all the expertise, and our lads are only waiting for the call and they'll be out to you.
Okay. Will we take a few questions for you, Paul?
Yes, walk away, yeah.
Okay, well, this sounds like a tricky one to start off with. A listener says, could you ask if hire car insurance covers engine and clutch? A friend of mine is home from the UK, hired a car with less than 5,000 on it, mileage-wise, and the clutch gave up. The hire company wants $3,000 to fix it. What's the story?
Mm-hmm. It's not something we're involved in. That's the hire companies themselves, and the hire companies are usually self-insure, so they'd have an insurance company out in front on the disc fronting it, which the person will be able to see, and they're managing the claim for them. What I suggest, and I only know this from hiring a car abroad, I always get what I call no nonsense cover, simple cover. When I'm abroad in Spain, I would say make sure that if anything goes wrong with this car, I'm covered. That's number one. But people don't do that because it costs a bit extra. It could cost a fiver a day, right, to get that cover. But I think it's well worth it because it takes away all the hassle and all the trouble. And you could bend it off a wall and hand it back to them and there's no charge in it. If you don't do that, then my next suggestion is you take a video of the vehicle before you take it out. But in this instance, I'd say that I've heard these stories so many times from people that when they, something goes wrong with the car and they didn't read the small print in relation to hiring the car. I haven't heard of this before with a clutch or whatever, but I did see something similar in Spain, and I would imagine it's quite the same here. I would say that they'd want to get some legal advice on that, basically, if I were them.
Yeah, that sounds a bit iffy, doesn't it? That if it does
sound a bit iffy. Who's to say, like, when did the clutch go? You're saying there's only about 4,000 kilometres, 5,000 kilometres in the vehicle. The clutch shouldn't be going at that. But God only knows who was driving the vehicle before that.
Yeah, that does sound a bit dodgy. Listen, Paul, we're going to take a break. Stay with us, obviously, but I want to just remind listeners, if you have a question for Paul, it doesn't have to be about car insurance, it can be about any type of insurance. He's happy to take your queries. 083-300-3300 to text or WhatsApp the question for Paul. You can also phone it through on 066-712-3666. Back after this break.
Got an opinion? Share it with Deirdre. Talk about on Radio Kerry.
Insurance matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group. Keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
Now, welcome back. And if you've only just tuned in, first of all, thank you for joining us. And secondly, we just introduced Paul Kavanagh. Paul is with the McCarthy Insurance Group, which has branches all over Cork and Kerry. Paul, the next question for you is, a listener says, how much does it cost for car hire excess policy here in Ireland before a trip to Spain? I plan to hire a car there. Somebody said it was cheaper to sort here before you go.
Not necessarily true. I think we alluded to it in the last query. Basically, if you take out one of those car hire excess policies, which you can do before you leave, number one, they're not readily acceptable in Spain, Portugal, France. The hire companies change, they have different terms and conditions. They may not accept it, and then they will look, what they usually look for is a deposit of €1,500 from your credit card. Now, it can vary. I'm saying 1,500. I've seen it as high as 3,000 and as low as 750. But nobody wants that to be taken from their credit card. What that means, if anything goes wrong, they'll take that first, and you can be talking to your insurance company afterwards. I suggest that this person looks up the website again where they're going to hire the car and see, can they get what? And after remembering the name of it, it's called Relax Cover, you know, where you can take it, you can take easy, where you don't have to worry. So you can take up a policy with the actual hire company themselves, so that if anything goes wrong, they handle it. And then I'd compare the two and see what they think. But they definitely need something, but you just need to, with the Relax policy, there's no deposit.
Relax Cover. Okay, that's one to remember.
That's the name I'm using on it now, you know what I mean? Different, there's all different. If you go into Malaga and put in Malaga car hire, my God, you'll get about 50 different outfits up. So you need to do a bit of research. You need to do a bit of work and see. I wouldn't be buying a policy off of them. I would be taking their own insurance if they have it. A number of them have it. Gold Car is one in particular that I'm very well aware of.
Now, this next question, I'm not quite following what she's asking you, but sometimes predictive text can garble things, Paul. But we'll try it anyway, and maybe you'll make sense of it. This listener says, will you ask Paul if, when you take out insurance, if they tell you you have stand back, no claim bonus, but they won't tell you how much, they say it depends on your claim. This is house insurance.
Oh, right, okay. It's probably step back number one is what she's talking about.
Step back, yeah.
Step back. So what that really usually means is that if there's a claim that, say, if you were entitled to 50% no claims bonus, that you'd go back to 20%, you'd be stepped back to 20, which would mean basically, and we're not going to do the maths here, you know, but it really works out. You could be paying another 30% at the next renewal. Some insurers have no claims bonus at all and can work out just as good and just as cheap. But those that do operate the no claims bonus situation, it would be something in the order of 40, 50% reducing back to 30% or 20% in the event of a claim. All those details, and this is what I was talking about in the first part of the show, we have to explain those details to clients when they ask us. And the problem is when you're doing it online or when you're doing it direct, they don't get the answers. They don't ask the question, they won't get any answers. So, I mean, under the new Consumer Protection Code, this client is entitled to know exactly if they made a claim, what would happen, and the amount of money that it would cost them approximately at their next renewal. And then they can make up their own mind what they're doing. And the other thing that we missed in the first half of the show, which is connected with this, is the excess. I see people coming back to us with €1,000 excess on their existing policy. I'm going, my God, do you realise that if you had a claim, you'd be paying the first €1,000 yourself? And they don't.
Yeah, my goodness.
Wise up. I'm telling people to wise up because under new Consumer Protection Code, they're entitled to the answer and ask the question.
Two very good questions have come in now in the last few minutes. I'll start with this one. This listener has a tradesman coming to their house shortly to clean moss off the roof of the house and paint the chimney. And this listener says, should I check if he has his own insurance for doing such work?
100% is my immediate answer to that. Or if you don't do it, then you're taking on the risk yourself. And it depends on what kind of work the person is doing on the roof. A number of insurers will cover nobody on the roof. A number of them will only cover people that are doing something like cleaning chutes or cleaning windows. But if this man is a tradesman, I am saying your best bet is to make sure that this person has their own insurance. And then you can relax, you can take it easy, you don't have to worry about them. And sorry, Murphy's Law here, people do fall off ladders.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And should you ask the tradesperson to produce their insurance so you can see it as proof?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't just take their word for it.
Exactly. It's not sure. We can all say yes or no, but produce it.
Here's another good one. A listener says, our family car is currently in the garage waiting for some parts to be installed. We have a garage car for the time being to help us get around. All insurance has been transferred over to the garage car, but I'm wondering, is there a time limit for us having our car insurance transferred to another car? The parts to be repaired are proving difficult to get, so we could have this garage car for some weeks.
Once again, it varies from insurer to insurer. They all have different rules, but I think if you explain the situation to the insurance company in this regard that you're waiting on parts and that you have a garage car and that vehicle is privately taxed, sometimes that's the rule under which they might, if you have it transferred, it's probably fine, but make sure that the vehicle is taxed and NCT if you're going to have it for some time. But will it run out? Make sure it doesn't run out. Know exactly how much time you have and ask the insurance company to extend it, and don't be afraid to ask for a month or whatever you think it will go into 6 weeks, because it's very easy to cut it back. It might be more difficult to extend it.
Okay, very good. We're getting some nice comments in about your staff as well, Paul, here in Kerry. A listener says, Betty Joyce is the best ever to deal with in McCarthy Insurance. She always does her best for customers.
Well, there you are now. Well done. Take a bow, Betty.
And someone said, Cara Savine caller said, you mentioned how nice the girls in your office are in Tralee, but there are also very nice girls in your Cara Savine office too.
Well, we better put them all in so as well, Listowel and Cara Savine, because I'll have Listowel on next, Newcastle West, Tralee, Rathmore and over, and then the Crowden McCroom will be on to me. Look, Bantry and Skibbereen, look, Charlie always says to me, our staff are really our gold nugget. They are our gold nugget. Our staff are out there, and I think we have an ethos within the company which has helped people at all times, and that has borne us for 74 years before I was ever involved or Charlie was ever involved with his family. It's a family business. We're guaranteed Irish. We do everything. We love all the people that we deal with, and it's such a great joy to get a feedback on the girls in Cara Savine. The girls everywhere. It's absolutely fabulous. And the boys, because they'll be on as well. We have a great staff, and they are really, without our staff, we are nothing.
Yeah, this is it, absolutely. Now, I'm not sure if this question is really appropriate for you, but maybe it is and I just don't realise it. But a listener says, how long does it take for a private pension to be passed on to a spouse after a bereavement?
Basically, I can the knowledge that I have of it is basically nearly immediately. Once I don't want to get morbid now or anything like that, but like once all the documentation, right, death certificates and all that, once all that's done, that's immediate. And if there's any gap or whatever, it has to be backdated. The pension moves immediately from the one spouse to the other, basically. Once it's a standard pension. Now, there can be intricate ones as well, where people just take it out for one person only. But where it's transferable, it should be transferable immediately and backdated where possible, where necessary.
Two that have just come in late, Paul, I'll put them to you briefly.
No problem.
Texter says, will you ask Paul, is it worth putting up a sign that says, park at your own risk? It's a big open yard.
Yes, it is, because at least it puts up the sign to say it's private parking, or if you want to say if you park your car here, you park at your own risk. Usually it doesn't mean too much, really, except when if you got caught in a court of law where you said somebody was trespassing and you're in front of a judge and he's saying, had you a sign up? If your answer is no, well, you've nothing to talk about. At least if you say, I had to sign up, he'd be asking the other party, well, they had a sign up saying private property, no parking, why did you park there? But this sounds like an open car park where anybody can park. There are signs available that tell you what your rights are as both the owner of the site and the car driver. But like, you need to be ultra vigilant in those situations, and once again, check with your insurance broker to make sure you're covered. You know what I mean? You'd be surprised. A number of something happened in the car park, and you'd say, "What car park are you talking about? Oh, we put in a new car park, and we never told you."
Yeah, exactly. We'll finish on this one. Noreen wants to know
Yeah? Is this for the million?
This is your million-dollar question.
Yeah, I phone a friend left.
You have a phone, a 50-50 and a phone a friend left. This is Noreen. She says, if your NCT is up with 3 weeks and your car is in the garage, but you have an appointment date for 3 weeks' time, can the guard stop you and fine you?
I think my advice has always been on this. The answer to the first part of the question, if you want a straight yes or no, can fine you, yes. But in reality, if you have the letter from the NCT saying that your test is sometime in June, as it seems to be at this particular point in time, seeing that we're now on the 19th of May, we're thinking it's on in June, put that up in the dash, explain it to the guard, sorry, I have my test is in 3 weeks' time. It's happening everywhere, there's backlogs everywhere, so I wouldn't envisage a problem with that. And definitely the Gardaí are very sympathetic to that situation.
Very good. Paul, we leave it there. But again, just to remind people, you have branches all over Cork and Kerry and Limerick and very nice people, including Betty in the Tralee office, was it? We heard about Betty.
Correct.
And not forgetting the gang in Cahir Sabine who are listening to us as well. Paul, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for everything.